This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out, a bad seed, the broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad others, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. People dress in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up. Should do bit. All my friends that come around, flats and flats of party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess. This town's tattered. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shake out. Ooh. Are you with us tonight from New York? Carver, I am Mafia in here tonight. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Thursday night football going on. The Browns are kicking the Steelers' ass 14-0 as they get ready for the third quarter. Bottom line is, from what I can see, because I just got here, with in regards to watching it, I couldn't even listen to it. That's how bad it was. Because for me, Mason Rudolph sucks. Right? Bottom line, he can't do anything. What does he do? He does nothing. Am I wrong? He just drops back, and it's either throw it over their head or incomplete or complete. Nothing else. He doesn't move in the pocket. He doesn't run. He doesn't do anything. He just stands there, and he just either screws it up or completes a crappy pass. Like, nothing's ever big. All of his bombs are overthrown. Nothing ever works. James Conner's a wussy. He's injured again. He's done. They got to get rid of him. He's completely a Kleenex box. And they can't beat the Browns? I mean, honest to God, the Browns look like world beaters tonight. Am I wrong, Carver?
No, Browns are playing well, and you're bringing up Rudolph. Honestly, Mason Rudolph is not the reason why the Steelers have gotten back in the race here, gotten back into a playoff spot. Their defense is the reason why they have, and their defense has been scoring points, giving them short fields, giving them. I mean, it's not like Mason Rudolph's throwing for a 340 every night, and
no.
You know, that is not what's gone on with him.
So, and tonight they're not stopping Cleveland.
And you know that with him at the helm here, do you honestly think that he's coming back from down two or three scores?
No way.
I don't think so.
No way. Now Connor and Juju are both hurt.
Yeah, Juju concussion, and
Connor,
what happened there? Was that a clean hit on Juju?
Yeah, I believe so.
Clean hit, and he just got concussed. And then Connor's the shoulder.
Yes,
he's
Connor's
just,
shoulder.
But he was Connor. The shoulder going in.
Yes, he was.
He's finished.
But
they
even
need to
if those
put
guys,
him on the
if,
IR. He's worthless.
Even if those guys are playing, do you have faith that Mason Rudolph's coming from a multiple score comeback in the second
no.
half here? I don't.
Yeah, I don't think so at all. The NFL says that 13 teams have so far said that they'll attend the Colin Kaepernick workout on Saturday, with Hugh Jackson, of all people, being a man who will run the workout.
How'd he get that job? Oh, Joe Philbin's going to be there, too, so don't forget Joe.
Jesus. He's another one that couldn't win. Both of those guys are perfect for one another. Two losers.
They also won't tell you who's coming. It's like anonymous sources type of story. We won't tell you who's saying it. We won't tell you who's going to show up. But there'll be people there.
NBA tonight. Kristaps Porzingis hears the loud boos at MSG and has returned to the world's most famous since the trade to Dallas last February. Bottom line, the game's tied at the beginning of the fourth quarter at 87s. The Knicks have looked good all night, but they always seem to find a way to lose, don't they?
And last week, they were able to hold off Porzingis and Doncic in the fourth quarter late in the game. Are they going to be able to do that again tonight? I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm just watching. I'm just waiting for the collapse. It happens every night. The Clippers trail the Pelicans in New Orleans, 111-108 with 6.5 to go. The Bucks lead the Bulls, 102-97 with 8.5 to go. Halftime, Suns up 6 on the Hawks. Trae Young's got 17. Booker, 19. Heat beat the Cavs, 108-97. Kendrick Nunn, the rookie, 23, 5, and 8 dimes. Later, after this one, the Knicks game, Nets Nuggets from the Pepsi can in Denver should be a good game. Kyrie against the Nuggets. As far as college football tonight, believe it or not, there's two more games. The one game in Pittsburgh is North Carolina against the Pitt Panthers. Remember, they were upset that they had to go up against the Steelers. They're winning 17-10 in the third with 8:45 left. An even better game at Kent State on CBS Sports Network right now in a fourth with under 5 to go. Buffalo and Kent State are tied at 27s. Kent State with a furious rally in this game. They've scored 21 in the fourth quarter, outscoring Buffalo 21-3 when they were getting cooked in this game. Now it's tied. And if they're scoring that many in the fourth, they're probably going to win the game, right? Jesus, Dennis Smith Jr. has got 13 tonight. That's a lot better than the 1 point he had his last outing.
I think it was 13-8-6, it said.
That's a good game for him. They got to get that guy going. I mean, how do you have that guy and he's worthless? You know what I mean? Like, he has been absolutely worthless on the Knicks.
Well,
I mean,
there's one team he wants to show up for, is this one, because this is the one that dealt him, so.
Well, you'd think the guy gets paid millions, he'd show up every night. What is the problem? He shows up once a month?
Well, he was out for basically a month with that, you know, the death in the family, so he's working his way back and his legs back under him. But again, with the physio,
who's
you don't know
for a month when someone dies.
You don't know who's playing one with this team because of Fizdale's rotation. He has no set rotation. Just, let's see what happens today. We'll just throw stuff at the wall and see if it sticks.
Yeah, I don't think he was out a month.
No, it wasn't that. It was like a week and a half.
Yeah. So, hockey, Wild lead the Coyotes in the third with 14 left, 2-1. Oilers doing it to the Avs, 4-1 in the second. Ducks lead the Sharks 1-0 on the pond in Anaheim early on. They've scored early in this game, a minute in. Canes in overtime, 5-4 over the Sabres in shuffle off to Buffalo. They scored in the overtime to beat them. Lightning 9-3 all over the Rangers tonight in Tampa. Kucherov with a goal and 3 assists.
9-3.
Killorn 2 goals. They lit him up. Jets 4-3 over the Panthers in Florida. Scheifele with a goal and 2 assists for Ferelipeg. They're playing good hockey all of a sudden. And then Red Wings Kings at the bottom of the hour in Lipstick City at Staples. 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. As far as everything else, by the way, Melo is back. He signs a 1-year deal, non-guarantee, with the Blazers to play at the Moda with Dame and McCollum.
How about that?
Does he have anything left? Well, he can definitely shoot.
Instant offense, right?
He can shoot. Guy can score. How do you think he'll do with those guys?
Same as he did with the other ones. He'll shoot a couple shots, make some points, but the team's going to be hurt when he's out there. He was like, the team was like a minus 10. In Houston, when he was out there, it was like minus 13 in Oklahoma City. The guy is a turnstile on defense, so you're just going to get scored on every time he's playing.
Mike Trout edges out Alex Bregman for the AL MVP, his third one, and Cody Bellinger wins the National League MVP. Any issue with Trout's Angels finishing 35 games out of first place to Bregman's Astros? I'm not really feeling sorry for the cheating Astros about anything.
Look, I've said this a billion times. I know I'm just nonstop with it. I cannot give the MVP to a player whose team finished 35 games out of first. And I know that they, you know, the Astros won 100-plus games. Fine. We'll go to the second wild card. How many games out of the second wild card were they? 24. They were 24 games out of the last playoff spot. Just call the award the most outstanding player, the best player in the league. Just call it that because they have completely gotten rid of most valuable. There's nothing valuable about finishing 24 games out of a playoff spot. There isn't. And you lose.
So he just puts up huge numbers and doesn't carry his team to anything.
But I get it. His entire team sucks. That's not his fault. But the award is called the most valuable player. What's valuable? Okay.
So, about losing.
Right. You're a losing team. What's valuable?
Sidney Crosby will miss 6 weeks after having core muscle surgery. So it's true, the hernia will keep him out of the lineup for at least 6 weeks. Michigan State leads Seton Hall 50-47. A good game in the Gavitt tip-off. Right now, 11 and change left. Long Beach and St. Mary's underway 7-4. Long Beach. Florida beat Towson by 6. Arizona pummeled San Jose State 87-39, if you can believe it. Let's see if there's any other games of significance at all. Arizona stayed up on Central Connecticut 9-2 out of the gates. Penn State beat Georgetown 81-66. Cover. So Evansville played again. They won. They beat IU Kokomo 89-71. They're the ones that beat Kentucky, right? They turned right around and won. Richmond wins in overtime over Vanderbilt 93-92. Cincinnati over Alabama A&M 85-53. North Florida beat Southern Miss by 3. And Little Rock over Southwest Baptist 77-59. There you go. Rick Harrell will join us at 40 past this hour on Sports Business. We have other surprise guests as well tonight on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Why do you think the, seriously, that the Knick fans booed Porzingis so much? Like,
it's because he wanted out. They tried to fix it. They tried to, you know, mend the relationship, get him to play for Fizdale, and he, you know, decided to pack his ball and go home, and he wanted out and made them trade him. They didn't want to trade him. So you want to get out of New York, you tell them you don't want to play for them, the fans aren't going to respond nice to you.
So did you think that's the way it went down, Carver High, that he begged to get out of New York?
I think that he wanted out, yes. But, I mean, the Knicks have been awful for 20 years. I get that they want to boo the guy. I think you know who they really should be booing. I mean, and they do it plenty, I'm sure, but
Dolan.
I mean, the organization is to blame for all of their troubles, not KP wanting to get out of town. What did you want to do? Stay with this mess? Well, is that what you wanted to do?
Listen, do you blame a guy for not wanting to play for the loser
Knicks?
I could
never blame anybody for not wanting to play.
I mean, honestly, they're so bad, like, that it's so embarrassing how bad they've gotten. I can't even fathom, to be honest with you, an organization in this city. Seriously, like, I mean, it is bad here. You have to admit, this is a very bad time for New York sports. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
complete mismanagement of so many of the teams.
I mean, the Giants and Jets both stink. The Knicks are pathetic. They're not even terrible. They're pathetic.
They are.
And then
the Mets can't get out of their own way.
The Devils and Rangers are, you know, at best fair to Midland.
But at least those ones, they suck because they're rebuilding and trying to make something
right.
happen. Like, the Rangers tore it down to rebuild. You know, these other teams, they've tried to make the Knicks good. They just sucked the whole time.
There's only – the Islanders are good.
Islanders and Yankees are the only good teams.
Islanders and Yankees are the only good teams in New York right now.
That's true. I think that the
– Everybody else is awful.
I think the Islanders have a, you know, like a niche fan base in Long Island that's big. And the Rangers are bigger.
Well, they don't have a fan base like – the other team
right.
in New York.
But they're the
I'm
best
talking
team.
About who sucks and who doesn't.
But
the
they're the best team. But, like, my point is that no one cares. Like, the Yankees,
oh, right.
they care. The Islanders have, like, a niche a following. But the rest of the teams in this town that matter, because they all do matter, and they're just terrible. All of them. I mean, it is unbelievable. And for me to sit here and watch the Knicks, I've been here for 20 years, right? And I've just been – they have been terrible except all but once. The year they won 54 games. That was it. And they still lost in the playoffs, obviously. And they – but that was the last – you know, the last time they were good. So, 99 they were good, right? And then I –
But in the lockout year.
I got here the next year in 2000. So, they've been terrible since I've been here.
They have been.
I mean, so I literally one good season out of 19. That's crazy. I can't even take it anymore. So, like, I don't blame anyone for not wanting to play for them. Like, if you're a star player and you were drafted like he was and they brought you here and you get drafted by the Knicks and then they, you know, bottom line, were terrible and they treated him like just another hack player. They never treated him like a star ever in this town, the Knicks. I don't think the organization treated him like a star player, like a guy, you know, a high draft pick. That's what he was. He was a star player, high draft pick. and he was the franchise, and they treated him like he was, they treated him the same as they treat when they had Noah Vonleh. They treat him all the same, and I don't like that, to be honest with you.
I agree. The organization and the fans treated him great. They just never gave him anyone to play with.
Well,
They loved him. They made him the face. They put him everywhere. He was the Knicks, but they just put nothing around him.
That's my point. They never had a team, so they didn't treat him well. The bottom line is the fans loved him, but I don't think that the Knicks organization really treated him any differently than any other player. I don't think whatever. And then he got hurt, right? But he was blocking shots left and right and shooting threes and dunks, and he did it all, and he was miserable, so he wanted out. And now he's playing with his boy Doncic, and he's happy. And
I think a lot of the problems he had with the Knicks organization, too, was with Phil. When Jackson was here, he was a problem for him. Like, they did not see eye to eye, and Phil kept trying to force everybody to do what he wanted and the coaches that he brought in. And then they got rid of Phil, and they completely, tried to change the direction with Fizdale, and they thought that might be enough to keep him. And then he said, you know what? No,
he's
not
young.
Enough.
I don't think he knew. First of all, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going in the league. And then he's going to what? A power play on Phil Jackson? Do you know how much juice Phil Jackson had? What was he paying? $12 million a year they brought him in here for? To
was
do nothing.
17?
What?
I think it was $17 million, wasn't it?
Like, I don't know. It was an enormous amount of money, but Kristaps Porzingis had no say over Phil Jackson. Zero. Some kid from Latvia. Are you kidding me? He had no juice. He just was the best player on the team. Now he's playing, finally, with the guy that knows how to play. Doncic knows how to play. And, I think he's just incredible. You have to admit. And the Knicks have no one like that. No one at all. I got to be honest with you. I thought that Randall – now, there's a long season left. There's a lot of, games, a ton of months left and everything else. But so far, he's been so bad. He just hasn't done what he – like, what he did in New Orleans was incredible, right? He was lighting it up every night. He was scoring about 25, 30 points a night. I think he's done nothing here. And, the one guy trying to do it all himself, it's pretty obvious to me, is Morris, right? He, just gets the ball and shoots every time he has it. So I think he's trying to do too much. And then Ntilikina's he's just so average, it's not even funny. They drafted him, and he's just been an absolute – is he not as French as they come? Like, why would – I don't understand, honestly, to be perfectly frank, why would you ever draft that kid? I don't get it.
That.
What?
No one understood
that.
Everyone said
pick
Dennis Smith Jr. over him, and instead he went Ntilikina.
So here the Steelers got another guy going in the tent. That's their other receiver. They're losing their whole receiving core in this game tonight. And I don't know what happened. I just saw 18 go in the and then it was a cheap shot. Demarius Randle ejected from the game. I think he lit him up or something. It must be a cheap shot. Randle's leaving the game. He's out. I love all the fans. They want a high five from the guy that just cheap shotted another guy. Here, you knocked a guy out of the game with a cheap shot. Can you give me your autograph? Can I get a selfie with you, bro? I love you, man. Keep throwing those cheap shots. Anyway, there's under 8 left, and the Steelers are down 14-0 to the Browns, and they've lost their whole team to injury tonight, and they just can't do a thing in this game. Another thrilling Thursday night game, I got to be honest with you. 99-95 Knicks on Dallas. I cannot believe, is this the only team in the league they can beat? They can beat they're going to beat the Mavericks twice in 2 weeks, but they can't beat anybody else? Have you ever seen anything like it? Because they're up 4. There's still plenty of time left in this game. 3 minutes is a lifetime. When you got Doncic, he could hit threes like nobody's business. They get a tip in there. They're down 2 from Doncic, of course. He tipped it in. You know what? I still can't get over this guy, Spike Lee. What does he think? He's the coach of the Knicks? He stands up after every play and starts yelling at the players like, sit down, dude.
That's some sweater he's got on tonight.
Dude, he's such a tool. Like, what is he doing? Like, look at him. Like, he thinks he's the coach of the Knicks? He's always stood there like he's the coach or something. I want to smack him. I really do. I just want to smack him in the face. Sit down, dude. Just shut up. You're not the coach. You know what he reminds me of is this Drake guy, right? They get those seats down on the floor, and then they think they're suddenly the coach. Does he not act like he's the coach of the Knicks? Is it just me? Because I think he does.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, everybody's catching on. Everybody's doing it. PharrellOnTheBench.com is taking over. Best site for picks, top shelf results, killer price, unequaled football snags, hoops, please. It's a slam dunk. Hockey winners, boxing, MMA. It's a knockout. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up. Hide the money from your wife. All the football plays are up for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Go get them while they're hot like pancakes. All right, Rick Harrow is in Florida tonight, our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio. He went to see the Panthers tonight. I think they lost, unfortunately.
4-3. Who'd you have? Unfortunately, yeah. It must have meant what'd you get?
I actually thought they'd win that game the way they've been playing lately. They've had some huge wins lately, and they've looked pretty good. Quenville's got them playing good hockey, but they lost tonight, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I spent time with Dale Talon, who is a hero of mine and from Chicago. And now it's not arenas. It's not, you know, weather. It's not anything else. It's four square. Can they go to the playoffs and play well and go deep in the playoffs? And that is going to signal success of the franchise or not. So, but you can't have anybody better in the helm than Dale Talon and Coach Q. And you're right. You know, they overcame a 4-goal deficit against Boston in the third period 2 days ago. So, who knows? They just got back. I think they play 14 out of the next 16 games at home. So, that's they'll be okay.
I can't believe that they won that game against, you know, I think the Bruins are probably the best team in the league.
Right.
And that they were up 4-0 on home ice, and that the Panthers won that game, and that they couldn't, frankly, you would think that would propel them forward, being like, this is a game changer right here. This is a huge win. We're going to roll after this. And then they go home and lose.
Yeah, a jet lag. So they play the Rangers on Saturday night, then I think they got the Bruins,
right?
Got the Ducks, so they got a good homestand coming up. Ask me next week. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Let me ask you this question: the Canes that Manny Diaz won 6 games. You have to be impressed at the very least that he is. You know, they're going bowling, and you know they really at the beginning of the year, what were they, 0-2? They are not. They were not a good football team. They were a mess, and that he turned them around, and they basically went, I mean, 6-1 since then, right?
Well, and also, you know, they blew away Louisville. Look at that offense. Look at that kid Williams. It's a record 6 touchdown passes, more than any in school history, and there have been, you know, so many good quarterbacks. And the line is playing better, which defensive line has always been good. But that offensive line, I can't wait for next year already, because they're playing for this guy, and they could have gone south. And you remember how bad they looked? They looked bad against Carolina. They looked terrible against first half against Virginia Tech. Could have won that game pretty easily. Could have, should have. All it means now is a better bowl game. So I think they go, I think they win 7.
Do you think do you think Brian Flores, who I actually think is doing a good job with the Dolphins after, you know, the way they started and how bad they were, the fact that they're, like, to me, they're in every game now and they're tough to play and they can score and their defense is kind of better than everybody thinks it is. They've actually looked pretty good. They have to be impressed with the job Flores is doing, to be honest.
Yeah, but look at what happens now. Everybody says they're winning too many games. But, you know, I got 2 games on the schedule. They play the Jets again, right? So I guess if the Jets beat them, now we're back to a tie for the worst. And they play the Bengals again. So if everybody's talking about tanking and tanking is over, it ain't over yet. But I am impressed with him as well. And look at the stats. I think they are the second least or the least penalized team in the league. That means a lot with rookies, right?
Yeah. What is Bruins Sports Capital all about?
$600 million. George Pine, good friend. Remember, he ran IMG, then ran NASCAR. It's a company that's investing in a whole bunch of stuff. $1 billion invested. They're looking at philanthropy, but they're looking at buying pieces of property and pieces of properties in sports. And they're also going to try to figure out how to get on top of the whole cable and broadcast and television world that everybody's doing, but these guys have dough.
So Rick Harrell with us, our Sports Business Insider. College basketball is underway. Good games. There's been some huge upsets, like Kentucky losing to Evansville. Why do you think we're going to see the end of one and done?
Well, because I think the NBA is going to figure out how to negotiate that deal with the Players Association. And remember, it's really not a college issue. It's an NBA rights of 18-year-olds to declare immediately out of high school rule. And you can't have one without the other, meaning if you get rid of it, you better have a strong G League or every kid, not just LaMelo Ball and R.J. Hampton, will go to Australia or Europe or somewhere. It'll take a year or two to figure out. At the same time, it takes a year or two to figure out this whole endorsement payment thing. So we got a lot of governance coming up.
What do you think of Roger Penske buying the Indianapolis Motor Speedway? I know you've had tons of dealings with the Speedway and with the Holmans. Honestly, they owned it. They bought it for $750,000. What did Penske get it for?
Billions. And nobody's saying because it's a private transaction. But if you're going to sell a two and a half mile racetrack, the entire town of Speedway, Indiana, the whole brand, the likeness, the new deal that NTT has with the IndyCar series, then you better turn it over to somebody who can run this. And, of course, Roger Penske and the Penske Corporation with their cars and their trucks and the rentals and all of that stuff, they're the right people to take it.
So the movie's out, Ford and Ferrari tomorrow, and the big story is the Raiders have cut a deal with Ford to be their partner in Vegas.
Hey, the Raiders look pretty good, right? Brent Musburger's doing the play-by-play, I noticed, which is kind of interesting because he's a Vegas guy right now, and all of a sudden he's doing the Raiders, which is interesting. And also, Allegiant cut the deal to name that $1.8 billion stadium. It's completing July 21, but now they got the Desert Ford dealers. And by the way, the original car sold and licensed by Ford in the 60s have great value. They were talking about a GT Roadster prototype sold in August at a Monterey auction for $7.5 million. Not relevant, but I just thought we'd throw that in there.
So the MLS crowned Seattle the champs. They had a big second half. How about that crowd out there? 70,000 for that game.
Crazy, man. Just like Atlanta last year, and the bottom line is the boardroom, right? 30% increase in value of franchises to an average of $313 million, 11% NFL, 8% in MLB, 6% in NHL, much higher than all of the bigger sports. Now, the revenues aren't as high in the TV deal. You're not really sure what's going on with that, but expansion fees are $200 million, and there are a lot of people that still want in, so MLS is there. By the way, Miami, and you know you're picked up in Miami as well, obviously, but the City of Miami Commission is still trying to figure out whether they're going to get the deal done for the soccer stadium in Miami. And I hearken back to what I was doing 30 years ago when I kind of grew up on the heels of waiting for the Miami Commission to get it right. So things haven't changed.
The Super Bowl 54 for Miami is going to be huge on Fox. And the ad pricing is setting a new record per usual.
Per usual, over $5 million for the 30-second spots. And why? Well, the election ads, but they're not going to let the election ads screw up the Super Bowl, you hope. But Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, the tech companies, the pharmaceutical makers, the typical Geico stuff, the insurance companies, Progressive, State Farm, and others. As long as you got that inventory, and of course Fox says we're going to have one less ad during games, during the breaks, because the games and the breaks are too long. What that means is it's scarcer now to get ads, which means they're going to be more expensive.
Tell me about Imagen. What are they all about?
Well, it's a company that's trying to figure out how to get a whole lot of more people watching and a whole lot of people shifting. And we talked about this earlier as well, that there's a lot more people watching devices now than they are watching television. And companies like that are just trying to take advantage of it.
So tell me about all these guys in PGA that are turning 50. And I know Phil Mickelson's close.
Well, yeah, but Phil Mickelson is almost there. But listen, KJ Choi, Jim Furyk, Mike Weir, the tour, $59 million, four foreign countries, 18 states, 27 events. And they're also going to bring another one down here as part of the playoffs down here in South Florida. And so it's a big deal where the Champions Tour gets new blood. And, of course, John Daly kind of running around, too.
Sinclair Broadcast Group has reported a 47% increase in their revenues to $1.12 billion. And didn't they buy all those regionals?
About all the regionals, the RSNs from Disney. They've got the whole network, the plans TBD. But the division that was formerly American Sports Network, Sinclair's, there's a company that's part of this whole group called Stadium, as you know. And the whole deal is to try to put together a super network, not only on the television side, but on the digital side. So a formidable process.
The NBA altered its bylaws prior to the start of the season to allow teams to sell sponsorship packages outside the U.S. and Canada for the first time. Going to sell any in China?
Yeah, for half the price. Maybe some
right.
will buy it, yeah. But how about the Wizards? Rui Hachimura, the first Japanese player ever selected in the first round of the NBA draft in 2019. So they have a deal with Japanese tech conglomerate NEC. That's the kind of thing that they want to try to do. The same thing with the Bucks in Greece for obvious reasons. By the way, can you pronounce the Greek freak's final last name?
Yes, Antetokounmpo.
Well, you are, man, you know, you think you just play smart on TV, but you are. You're really smart.
Not really. Let me see this. The Knicks and Devils in the Tech Top 5 will broadcast soon. Featuring something to do with FanDuel betting. What's going on there?
Well, they're going to allow betting on it. And so, you know, the deal will be FanDuel just doesn't become a sponsor, but they'll become an official sports gaming partner for them. The Rangers are going to be involved, but that's only a sponsorship deal. So sports betting companies increasingly signing these deals where you can do it interactively, the scrolling sidebar during each intermission, the in-game and half-game halftime spots. And so all the states where betting is legal, you're seeing more and more of this stuff and more to come.
Spalding's going to have a holiday shopping spree on social media. What's that about? I like their basketballs. The NBA balls of Spalding.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. Damian Lillard, DeMar DeRozan, November 24, Spalding.com, Holiday Slam. The exclusivity will mean that the sneaker drop will include Spalding merchandise. It's going to sell out quickly. And it's kind of like Black Friday. Nobody goes shopping anymore, but they use their computer.
Power of Sports 5. Orioles' Chris Davis donates $3 million to the University of Maryland's Children's Hospital. That's an incredible gesture by him, considering he's hitting 040 the last 5 years.
Well, let's not jump on the guy because he can't hit. Let's jump on the guy because he's using some of his big contract to kind of help kids, which is kind of nice. And you are absolutely right. Subpar batting averages the last 4 years. That's what I put. Leave it to you to kind of deal with it the right way it ought to be dealt with. But let's, you know, the story is that he and Jill Davis, his wife, donated $3 million to the Children's Hospital, University of Maryland Medical Center. It is a great gesture.
You know, Brian Cashman sleeps on the street with the homeless. Now it looks like Charlie Manuel's going to do what he does.
Yeah, and Charlie Manuel, you know, who's got a kind of a really, he's a very comfortable in his own skin. He's raising awareness of the homeless in Philly. November 21, and it's not about pretending to be homeless. It's the act of solidarity with the 4.2 million young people. 4.2 million, that's a lot of people experiencing homelessness every year, so good for Charlie.
All right, so what's your schedule now, Mr. Haro? What big events are you doing? Are you just staying home now for Thanksgiving? What's the deal?
No. I'm staying home for a day. I'm going to the men's soccer game in Orlando. And then I'm going to go to Stetson and see Davidson Stetson football. Why? Well, because I can get back for Saturday night and watch some football, and then I'll get ready for Thanksgiving.
Who do you think is going to be in the college football playoff?
Oh, wow. So what if Minnesota beats Ohio State? I think there is a shot. All right, but let's say Minnesota, obviously, LSU, obviously, Ohio State, and I guess, you know, who's the fourth? I don't know, Georgia.
Yeah, listen, Minnesota's not beating Ohio State.
No, but it's good to talk about it. Hey, and I do a Minnesota thing some mornings, and you got to humor them.
Well, I would love to see Minnesota beat Ohio State, but do you really believe that'll happen?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. No. I think they've had a fantastic season, and then they'll get punched in the mouth by the Buckeyes.
And hey, Fleck did it right, man. He gets his contract extension before that happens.
I mean, that guy's done a great job in Minnesota. There's just no doubt about it. It's been incredible. Rick, great stuff tonight. Thanks a lot for coming on the bench.
See you next week.
All right, Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider on the bench. We got a lot going on in here. Special guests have arrived. We got even more guests allegedly calling in. There's a lot of developments here on the bench. The Steelers are in Browns territory early in the fourth down, 14-7, trying to tie up the game. Rudolph throwing it deep. No flag there as the receiver gets tackled.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.